Now, as we say, it is the May bank holiday weekend, which means many of us will be taking to our roads, highways and byways. An Garda Síochána is conducting a roads policing operation throughout this weekend, and I'll be talking to Superintendent Liam Garrity about that shortly. But first, Drive Times John Cook spoke to motorists taking a break off the M6 in Galway and asked if they've seen excess speeds on the roads already this weekend, and does a more visible Garda presence alter that behaviour?
People are driving at a lot of speed on the motorway and stuff, and yeah, like way above the limit.
And do you think seeing more Gardaí out in the road, say this weekend, do you think that changes your behaviour as a driver?
Yeah, I think it would change.
What's the worst behaviour you see on the roads?
Well, speeding and cutting the lanes.
Do you do it yourself?
No, I'm just a new driver, so I don't do that. No.
I drive up and down the M50 quite a lot for work. You don't get to speed a lot because it's so busy, but you do get a lot of drivers trying to push a driver faster.
Too close together, maybe.
Yeah, and just the cutting in and out and angry drivers, you know, kind of, you know, throwing the fists up and all that kind of thing.
Is that you?
You know, people on the outside lane not pulling in, it causes frustration. And ultimately leads to people speeding, getting aggressive.
People
aggressive
start trying to pass on the inside lanes, don't they?
I think
some people know the difference. I often wonder that.
I just moved back from England there at Christmas, and I do find there's a lot of carelessness here, as in people pull out, they're not indicating, they don't pull in on the faster roads to allow overtaking. So I've noticed a big difference in the style of driving
here. So we're pretty sloppy on the indicators in Ireland, you're saying?
We don't do indicators and
what, like changing lanes on the motorway or speed?
If you're overtaken and you automatically should, you know, you should pull into the left, they don't do that. They sit on the outside of the lane, and then you see people going up the inside lane. That's what I have noticed. Yeah, anytime you see a guard, the Gardaí out, I think especially maybe with the younger ones as well, it just gives them that recognition, actually, you know, behave ourselves here. But obviously the manpower to be able to do that would be difficult. But
it's not just the young people with the dodgy lane changes on the motorways, though.
I know.
Depends, I suppose, if there's a flock of people going out together, you might act a maggot or something. Like, just presume, because I was young once. But, no.
You're still young. This car's fairly souped up. You're heading to Kerry for the rally?
Yeah, down to the Rally of the Lakes, yeah.
Would you see crazy speed then on the motorway or on the roads heading that way?
No, as I say, it could be your older lad in these five series now that'd be going quicker than the rest of us.
We live in Kilcock, so we come down to Clare for kind of bank holidays and stuff. We do see a lot of them kind of going in and out, and there was one...
People veering in and out of lanes?
Yeah, and just going too fast. There was an example there where somebody pulled in front of us and kind of cut us off and stuck the fingers up to us. And now we did ring the guards, but the guards couldn't do anything because they were gone at that stage.
And do you think when the guards say there'll be more of them out on the road, say over bank holiday weekends, does that help change behaviour, do you think?
To be really honest, I don't really see many guards out in the road. I know they say they do be out, and I don't see them.
Yeah, like I slow down if I see the guards. Everybody slows down and see the guards. You see the red lights coming on, so it doesn't make a difference. It makes the road safer.
And that was John Cook reporting, talking to motorists there on the M6 in Galway. Superintendent Liam Garrity, many thanks.
Good afternoon, Katie, and good afternoon to your listeners.
So obviously, bank holiday weekend, a very busy time for your members. Can you just give us a sense of the nature of the operation you have in place this weekend?
Yeah, Katie. So every bank holiday weekend is a high profile operation for Garda Síochána. Doesn't mean we're not out every day of the week on the rest of the year, but we do know that bank holiday weekends carry a greater risk on our roads because of the greater volume of traffic that's on our roads. And it was highlighted in the Vox Pop you had there with lots of people making lots of journeys to go and enjoy themselves over bank holiday weekend. So we respond to that. We put in additional checkpoints and patrols right across the country. It started yesterday morning at 7 a.m. and will continue right through the bank holiday weekend until 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And I suppose so far, you know, again, it is probably disappointing every bank holiday weekend that when we start giving updates, yesterday we nearly had 600 drivers already detected for exceeding the speed limits. We had 15 drivers arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant. And that's after significant high profile media campaign and media launch yesterday to warn people, but also to advise people and educate people to slow down on our bank holiday weekends.
Yeah, and as you say, like, that's nearly 600 drivers arrested or detected speeding in just 24 hours of this operation. And some of the speeds, that drivers were found doing are really eye-popping, aren't they? I'm looking at a couple of them here. 110 kilometres an hour in a 60-kilometre zone in Bundoran in County Donegal. Another driver in Belturbet, County Cavan, was caught doing 173 kilometres an hour in a 100-kilometre an hour zone.
That's correct, Katie. And look, those speeds are very, very disturbing, I suppose, is the word I would use. Like, these are not speeds that people reach by accident. You don't reach 173 kilometres per hour by accident. That's a conscious decision to drive well in excess of the posted speed limit and well in excess of even a motorway speed limit. And most cars now, modern cars at the very least, are fitted with cruise control or speed limiters, have very, very clear speedometers on their dash. And that is somebody who is no regard for not only just their own safety, but potentially any passenger in that car, and certainly for any other road user on the road. And we do hear people saying, well, you know, the chances of getting caught are very, very slim. 600 drivers yesterday probably thought the chance of getting caught speeding was very, very slim, but have been caught. And in 2025, nearly 170,000 drivers were detected breaking the speed limit, all of whom probably thought, oh, the chances of getting caught are very, very slim.
And you said there are 15 drivers were arrested for driving under the influence during this operation again over the last 24 hours. What else did your did the Gardaí see on the roads in the last 24 hours?
Yes, 15 drivers arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant. And again, I suppose, just going back to figures for 2025, over 8,000 drivers were arrested for driving under the influence of an intoxicant. And it's concerning that the volume of drug-related arrests continues to increase. So maybe the message around the alcohol-related driving is getting through or holding its own, but we are seeing far more people with drug-related arrests. But we also have over 50 drivers yesterday detected for either not wearing a seatbelt or for a form of distracted driving, primarily holding a mobile phone while driving their vehicle.
Right. I know you're putting a particular influence on motorcyclists this weekend, and a call out to people who will be out enjoying a bit, maybe a bit of brighter evenings, better weather on their motorbikes. But there have been, I was just looking at the figures for last year, 29 motorcyclists died on Irish roads in 2025. That's a shocking, shocking number, isn't it?
That's correct. 29 motorcyclists are their pillion passenger. And the percentage of motorcycles on the road will be quite a small percentage of the entire vehicle use on the road. So that's a very, very high number. Up to about a week ago, we had one motorcyclist who had died on Irish roads. Unfortunately, the last 7 days, two more fatalities were added to that number. And unfortunately, that number continues to increase. So yes, we a bit of a focus this weekend on our motorcycling community. We do know there are a lot of people in the motorcycling community who will be very casual motorcyclists who may be deciding the longer evenings now, the slightly better weather, coming into summer, that they're taking the motorbike out to go for what is a very enjoyable way of either commuting or just going for a weekend drive with your pals around the mountains or around the country. But we just have to remember, and motorcyclists have to remember, that if they are involved in an accident, there is very little to protect them. Even with wearing the best of the protective leather gear and obviously the compulsory helmet, it is still their body that is going to be in direct contact with whatever the collision is with. And, you know, the laws of physics will usually say that, unfortunately, our bodies aren't will come out the worst in that sort of an accident. So our appeal is to motorcyclists to certainly slow down, to give greater time to be alert to the movements of other drivers. But again, motorists have to be aware of other road users on our roads, not just our motorcyclists who are vulnerable road users, but our pedestrians, our e-scooters, people who are out jogging. You know, in your car, you have to take responsibility for everything that's going on and around your surroundings.
We've been talking about this a lot on Drive Time just in this last week alone, Liam. We're looking at the number of fatalities already at 55 on Irish roads this year. We've been talking to people in other countries, seeing what they're doing there. And what we hear again and again is that visible enforcement is hugely important here. And I mean, it's fair enough. You heard the people that were talking to John there before you came on. Saying, you know, they just don't see guards on the road. They don't. And people will be wondering when they see you this weekend, why can't it be like this every weekend and every day indeed?
Yes, on Garda Síochána we absolutely accept that enforcement and visibility on the roads is a key cornerstone of road safety, along with engineering and along with education. It's all three working together. Roads policing units in Garda Síochána, we have 645 members full-time deployed in roads policing units, but every uniformed member of Garda Síochána, unlike other specialities such as cybercrime or protective service units, every member of Garda Síochána can enforce and does enforce the Road Traffic Act. In fact, probably 60% of our arrests for driving under the influence are carried out by our frontline uniform members. As I said before, people don't talk about being arrested for drink driving. People don't talk about getting one or two fixed charge notices for speeding. It's a hidden level of enforcement that people don't make other people aware of.
Having said that though, Liam, I mean, I got breathalyzed for the first time in my life there a few weeks ago. I mean, literally the first time I've been driving for, I don't know, over 30 years. So, you know, you have to ask a question. That's not a huge level of enforcement, surely.
So, again, last year, over 100,000 checkpoints were carried out on Irish roads. In terms of mandatory intoxicating breathalyzing at checkpoints, our statistics will show that we detect less than 1% of our drunk drivers through that means of enforcement. So that is one element, along with other checkpoints, random checkpoints, along with marked patrol cars, unmarked patrol cars, motorcycles, and responding to incidents. So there is no one size that fits everything here, but the reality is that members of Garda Síochána are out on patrol 24/7, 365 days a year, enforcing the Road Traffic Act. Because we have a really significant input into this. My colleagues are the ones who go to these scenes. My colleagues are the ones who are knocking on the door of 188 families last year to tell them a loved one had passed away, and hundreds of other families to tell them that they needed to get to a hospital quickly because their loved one was in a road traffic collision and is now either fighting for their life or suffering life-changing injuries. So we have a huge vested interest in this to make sure that the number of fatalities on our roads is reduced and kept as low as physically possible.
Okay. Many thanks for that, Liam. That's Superintendent Liam Garrity there.